There is nothing quite like the smell and taste of fresh homemade bread. I hope that sometime in your life that you have had a chance to taste some. The warm bread melts in your mouth and you really don't need anything else on it but just the bread. Many years ago when I was in seminary in Kentucky, a dear friend of mine worked at Great Harvest Bread Store, the bakery, which was a bakery that had amazing breads, cookies, and pastries. Now, he and his fiancée would bring some of the seconds. If you worked there, you could get seconds. That was those mistakes that didn't quite look right, that didn't quite sell. And they would bring those back to the dorm and to the apartments and places that we lived. And many of us poor students benefited from those mistakes. Wow, what a mistake to make. At a church that I used to serve in Kentucky, the kitchen was in the basement, kind of like this one used to be. And on Communion Sunday, there was someone that always came very early that day and would bake the bread. And you could smell that bread all throughout that church building. Oh, the aromas that it made. And if you had not eaten breakfast, and if you were getting hungry for lunch, it would just about make you fall apart. I mean, you were like, hurry up and get communion because I'm about to starve. Those was that aroma that you could just almost taste it. It would just make that building smell so amazing. A Methodist church down in Little River, South Carolina, gives first-time visitors that come to that church a small loaf of bread made by one of the ladies in the church when you worship with them. That is what you get. You see, my folks, this is the bread of life that is sustenance for us. Flour, water, and starter. Flour, yeast, and water. Ingredients that bring about a transformation. As I have read through the Bible, I noticed that there are often reoccurring themes. Water is one of them. The creation story mentions water. Noah builds an ark to survive the flood. The children of Israel pass through the Red Sea. Moses calls water out from a very rock. The children of Israel enter the promised land through the waters of the Jordan River. Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River. Jesus visits a woman at Jacob's well and offers her living water. And the list goes on and on throughout the Bible. We find story upon story about water. One of those ingredients to make bread. One of those ingredients to sustain life. One of those ingredients to bring us through the baptismal waters. Bread is yet another reoccurring theme in the Bible. Bread is the staple of life around the world. And it comes in a great variety of forms. People of all nations and races can relate to stories about bread. Think about it. How many of you have ever stood in a chair as a child and helped a mother or a grandmother make biscuits or make bread or learn how to do something like that? How many of you have ever done those things? There are stories around bread. That bread is a giver and a gift of life. Can't you just smell it? One of the things that I loved growing up, and we hardly ever have it anymore, and I should learn how to make it myself, it shouldn't be hard, is flour bread. How many of you know what flour bread is? Oh my goodness. Flour bread is a bread that looks a lot like biscuit dough, and you make it into griddle just like you do cornbread, the little thin cake, but it puffs up and you flip it and it's got a crust on each side and it's flour bread. Some people call it flat bread. Some people call it hoe cake, all kinds of things. It's got its name. But there's just a certain taste. I haven't had it in years. But I remember what it looks like. I remember what it smells like. Those are things that we remember. Bread of life. But one of the greatest celebrations that we find in the Bible of the Jewish year centers on bread. The celebration of the Passover is also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's a bread that didn't get an opportunity to rise because The children of Israel were in such a hurry to leave Egypt that they did not have time to allow the bread to rise. So it was a bread of haste that they ate unleavened bread. Unleavened bread does not rise. It's flat and it's pretty tasteless. It's not the best stuff in the world. But this bread is still a part of Passover yet today because it reminds the Israelites of their journey, of where they were at, what they've come through, and where they are today. You see, the bread that we're talking about, God tells them as they wandered through the desert that He provided for them bread that was called manna. It fell from above each and every day to take care of them. It was sustenance for them to live. In John chapter 6, today we find Jesus speaking about manna. He tells us in verse 32 that, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven." We read those verses a few weeks ago, and here again today, "It is my Father in heaven who brings you the true bread of heaven." Verse 33, it says, Jesus goes on to say that this manna is a foreshadowing of the bread that God will send down from heaven that will give life to the world. Indeed, Jesus is that very bread. You see, bread is a part of the sacrificial system of the Old Testament, including showbread, or the bread of the presence. It was placed before the Lord continually every day. It was this showbread that David ate with his companions that we read about in 1 Samuel 21, 1 through 6, where David and the companions were fleeing from King Saul and they came into the temple and they ate the showbread. Later in the Old Testament, the prophet Elijah would meet a widow woman and ask her to make him a cake of bread. You see, this was during the deadly famine in the land. And the woman had only enough for herself and her young son. She had already prayed to God that she was going to take what little bit of flour and oil she had left and make a cake of bread and to feed her and her son, and that would be it, that she would die. So here in the midst of all that, Elijah comes into her life and he asks her to make him a cake of bread. Still, this lady was so obedient that she did what the prophet asked, and she was rewarded with oil and flour that did not run out until the famine was over. 1 Kings 17, 18, 8 through 16 tells us this story that God provided for her in her faithfulness to serve. You see, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness following His baptism by John in the Jordan River, we are told that Jesus was starving and the devil tempted Him to turn the stones there that were in front of Him into bread. And Jesus responded to him. He says to him in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Later on in His ministry, Jesus would multiply bread two different times, on two different occasions, to feed thousands of people with a few small loaves of bread and a few fish. We talked about that a few Sundays ago, how He took what was given to Him, the five loaves and the two fish, and He did what? He fed thousands of people. You see, in today's scripture passage, Jesus states that He is the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. He tells us that in verse 51, is my flesh. We come every first Sunday. We come to the Lord's table. We break the bread. We bless it. We ask God's blessings upon it. We pray over it. We see the cup that represents the very blood. And we say, this is His body and blood. The bread and the cup that has been given for you. We do it in remembrance of Him. It is the bread of life that comes. I am amazed at the fact that the city that Jesus was born in, the little town of Bethlehem, is not the only the city of David, but guess what it means? The town of Bethlehem means house of bread. Now Jesus says he is the living bread. This statement, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Oh, that's kind of difficult and kind of awkward for us, as it seems to imply some kind of cannibalism of eating human flesh and drinking human blood. But Jesus speaks to us about spiritual food. The spiritual food that we've talked about many times, not the physical food. Even though the physical food entices, the spiritual food brings eternal life. Jesus compares himself to the manna that God gave the Israelites in the wilderness. He says this manna gave only temporary physical strength and sustained life for a limited time. The people who ate this manna still died. Jesus, the true bread from heaven, offers himself though that we might have eternal life. You see, Jesus satisfies this deepest need of the human heart. But we must partake or we forfeit this benefit. We must come and be a part. We must ask Jesus to live in our heart. We must accept the things that he has given us. We must accept them for ourselves to allow him to dwell and to live and sustain and allow him to be that part that is truly there forever. As Jonathan said this morning, Jesus is my best friend. Truly, we have to allow him to be our best friend, the one we look to first. It amazes me how many people still settle for the bread of life that just perishes. The bread of the world, not the bread of life, the bread of the world. You see, God invites us daily to partake of the true bread from heaven. We are invited to draw near with faith and receive the body and the blood of Christ. True food of the kingdom of God that nourishes us to eternal life. What are you waiting for? How long has it been? Receive the bread from heaven today. Receive it in your heart and allow it to dwell. Bread from heaven. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we thank you for your word this day. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us this opportunity to come into your house, this opportunity, Lord, this day to dwell in this place, to be here, to be a sustainer and a giver of life, eternal life that comes by knowing you. Lord, we ask this day that you just open up our hearts and our minds to look within ourselves, to look, Lord, at what it is you call us to do each and every day, that you allow for us the bread of life each and every day, that we take it, that we share it, that we are a part of it, that when we are able, Lord, then on those days or those special times when we do come to your table to eat the meal that you provided for us, that we come in remembrance of that which you have done for us. So each and every time we do that, let us remember who you are. Not only that day, but every day. Be with us now.